Well, earlier in the year, I was thinking normal to late, and here we are certainly looking late as far as run size. Everyone that's watching the Port Molar numbers saw the spike at Molar around July 8th or 9th, and I was clocking it at 8 days, at least that's what I'm seeing in our icicle catch, and I'm thinking the peak's going to hit around the 15th, give or take. So I'm expecting that the run's still looking large. We've got a lot of fish in front of us, and once it hits the whatever peak, I expect to see a decent tail to this run. Yesterday, the molar numbers dropped off sharply, and like everyone else, I'm hoping it's just a lull and it's going to climb back up today, but I don't expect it to simply vanish or evaporate.
You sort of offered the suggestion that this run could end up being very big. And last year was very big. It was close to 60 by the time it finally tapered off. This year, the prediction was between 46 and 51. What do you think at this point in the season?
Well, and last year, the mystery Alagnac fish, that component was discovered long after all of us had gone home. And for this year, I think all the forecasts were certainly solid, and there were some wild cards. You look at all the rivers that had a lot of jacks last year, the Wood River, Ugashik, Ikigik, and Kwechak. They all had amazing number of jacks, and each of those I consider a wild card for this year, producing perhaps more than forecast. And so, I'm looking forward to the Kwechak having a good showing here eventually.
Those genetics that came out this week from the July 7th and 8th catch, you're a little bit skeptical about them on account of the Kwechak? Why so?
Oh, because I want to believe what I want to believe. And this massive Ugashik chunk that showed up in the July 7th, July 8th genetics, it could well be how that chunk of the run is composed, but I'm hopeful that we're going to see more Kwechak fish than what's shown up. You look at last year's Kwechak run, how that came in, and they had some massive escapement days all the way up until July 19th, and those fish were probably entering the Kwechak system around the 15th or 16th, and that's the sort of thing I'm looking forward to this year. So while Ugashik is looking strong right now, I expect we've got a ways to go, and I expect to see the Kwechak component climb.
I think everybody is getting the sense that there is a ways to go. So the question is the bay ready to keep fishing that and keep supporting that? Let me ask you first, is your fleet prepared to keep fishing? And second, how will icicle support the late run?
Well, as far as the fishing fleet goes, I don't think anyone ever gets enough. Icicle has been, we haven't been pressed yet. We're keeping up with everything the fishermen have caught to this point fairly easily. There's always struggles, but overall, we're getting through the fish as quickly as they bring it. We're prepared for a big hit. We've got three haul-out tenders standing by, and our plants are easily keeping up with the catch that the fishermen have brought us up till now.
When you say haul-out tender, remind us what that is and why a company might have them in place here.
Oh, so we've got some pollock trawlers work out of Dutch Harbor, and we bring them into Bristol Bay. When we're getting plugged, we haul fish out to our canneries elsewhere in the state. We have a cannery in Larson Bay, one in Seward. We've even hauled fish out to Petersburg. That's quite a stretch, but Larson Bay is an easy haul, and we'll send fish that end up out to those canneries, and they end up in the can, which is not a great market, but it's one way to deal with the fish.
Better than not taking the fish, I would guess.
It's a last resort, yes.
We have, it appears to be also some hot days in front of us here. How has your fleet been doing with chilling? By 2018, I know Icicle is going to require it. How are they doing this year? And how is Icicle prepared to support them if these temperatures stay up here in the upper 70s over the next 3, 4, 5 days?
This year, the Icicle fleet's done the best job I've ever seen on chilling fish. More people are icing. More people have added RSW units. They're really doing their part. And quality has been impressive. On our side, we also have three of the haul-out tenders. They're able to give cold water to fishermen and to tenders to help jumpstart their systems. In Ugashik, we've got a nice machine on a barge out there, and that's been helping the fleet down there chill the fish. So the fleet's done a great job.
I think one of the big things that's going to be on the minds of everybody here today, tomorrow, and especially going into the weekend is this potential that we could be back on limits. Is Icicle, and what do you know about everybody else, is the industry prepared to take a big bunch of fish?
Boy, I can't speak for any of the companies, but ISCO's got a great workforce, much improved over last year. So that's one of the reasons we're keeping up well with production from the fleet. So between a great workforce this year and controlling our fleet size, I think we're as prepared for a big hit as we ever have been. That and the haul-out tenders, I think we're ready for a peak end of this week here.
The new owner was in town here recently, Mr. Cook from Canada, and I tried to catch up with him. I missed the chance, but did he seem to be satisfied with the operations he saw and the wild product being harvested out here in the bay?
Short answer is yes. He said he was very committed to the Alaskan wild fisheries. He comes from a fishing family himself. Grandfather and father were fishermen, so he gets this. He totally gets this. He considers wild sockeye to be a premium seafood that should be handled and marketed accordingly.
Last question. Peak days, what's your money on?
You know, again, going with the 8-day lag, I would say July 15th. I'd like to say give or take, but I'll go with July 15th if you pin me down to one day. The interesting part would be what's behind that. And, you know, last year, at least for ISCO, it looked like about a third of the catch was behind the peak day. And I'm hoping for at least that or better.
Warner Liu, the Icicle Seafoods fleet manager here in Bristol Bay. It's always good to speak with you. Thanks so much for the time today.
My pleasure, Dave.